DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is six times distilled till it's just right. And naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything. From the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys, Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribe, and follow the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94. WIP, check it out there. Phillies win again last night, dominating the Mets, kind of their magic number to 7. This thing is a wrap. It really has been a wrap for a while, mostly because, well, there's a couple reasons. There's two reasons. One, the Phillies have played primarily really good baseball since the trade deadline, and the Mets primarily haven't. I mean, at the trade deadline, it was a coin flip division. And it has become anything but that. And it's even with the Mets sweeping the Phillies for 3 up at Citi Field a couple weeks ago. Total dominance. Phillies are better. And now the eye is on the prize, which is securing a bye in the first round. Look, if they get home field throughout, they catch Milwaukee, who just scuffled in Texas this week. Great. I don't think that happens. Milwaukee has a tiebreaker on the Phillies. But at least the number 2 seed. And really position themselves well for a potential National League Division Series against the Dodgers. Phillies will play the Royals this weekend. Decent team, still fighting for a wild card spot, nothing special. And then they will go to LA next week for a huge 3-game set. If the Phillies could just get one, they'll remain in solid position for the 2. If they get 2 games, I believe they will be the number 2 seed. If they get swept, it becomes pretty much a toss-up down the stretch of the season. One thing to note as we go through this, but I want to dive into Rob Thompson and how he has performed this season and really his role in all this. So right now, the Phillies hold the edge 2-1 on the Dodgers in the season series. They'll play next week. Let's say the Dodgers take 2 out of 3, and then it's tied 3-3. Well, for tiebreakers, the first tiebreaker's head-to-head. The second tiebreaker is intra-division record, so how the Phillies fared against the East versus how the Dodgers fare against the West. Right now, that looks like it will go to the Dodgers. So if we are in a tiebreaker scenario, meaning the Dodgers win 2 out of 3 next week, the Dodgers are in likely position, if we end up tied at the end of the season, to take the 2. So every game matters a big time next week out in Los Angeles. All right, so Rob Thompson, Phillies win last night. Big night from Max Kepler. The outfield since the trade deadline has been spectacular. And I was thinking about the Phillies and the resilience they've shown this season. And I think you could tie it back to Rob Thompson, the dugout. And he really has done a fantastic job and put himself squarely in the mix to be the National League Manager of the Year. I mean, this team this season has lost their ace, Zach Wheeler. They're now playing down the stretch without Trey Turner. They had a month go by without Bryce Harper. And yet here they are in position for a top 2 seed in the National League. It has not been an easy season to manage this baseball team. At one point, they had one of the worst outfields we've seen here in Philadelphia in decades. And the last month, thanks to the trade deadline and the move for Harrison Bader, but then Rob Thompson finding a way to juggle 4 to 5 outfielders every single night, finding his path to Harrison Bader as his everyday center fielder, finding his path to platooning Nick Castellanos and Max Kepler, keeping those guys in the fold, keeping those guys engaged even when they weren't thrilled, bringing back a Brandon Marsh from where he was after a literally hitless April. It has been a spectacular job by Rob Thompson this season to get the Phillies where they are right now. If I had told you all those things, if I had said to you, yeah, they're going to lose Wheeler for the season in mid-August. Yeah, Trey Turner's going to end the year on the injury list with a hamstring. Yeah, Bryce Harper is going to be out for a month with a hamstring injury. With a wrist injury. If I had told you all of those things when the season began, there's just no way you would have said they're going to be 10 games up on the New York Mets and have the division basically wrapped by the middle of September. There's just no way you would have said all those things to me. And it happened. And Rob Thompson's a huge part of it. For the beginning of the season, for the first 4 months of the season, he had to deal with one of the most unreliable bullpens and one of the worst bullpens in Major League Baseball. It didn't matter who he went to. His closer was suspended, Jose Alvarado. He had to wait till the beginning of August to get a real closer in Jhoran Duran. So all these things happen. All these moments happen. And here are the Phillies in first place. Here are the Phillies with one of the best records in baseball. And then let's throw this in. This team, and you could blame Topper for this in the moment if you wanted to, but this team has had some real rock bottom moments, and they've gotten back up every single time. Rock bottom in April, getting swept out of Citi Field, a continuation of last year's postseason, going to Wrigley, playing that Friday game, losing there. They're 13-13. They are looking like everything that a lot of us feared they would be as an older baseball team. Like, maybe they're over the hill. And you know what they did? They won 11 out of their next 14. Let's fast forward to June. They go to Toronto. They get their butts kicked. They end up in Pittsburgh for a weekend that should be a bounce-back weekend against one of baseball's worst teams. Well, they go there, and we find out Bryce Harper's wrist is injured. And maybe it's been bothering her for a while. The same wrist as last year. They get swept out of Pittsburgh and hit total rock bottom. You know what they do after that without Bryce Harper? They win 10 of their next 13 baseball games. They have the whole Castellanos thing and the blow up in the dugout in June in Miami. And they rebounded from that. They have the Alvarado suspension and they rebounded from that. They lost Zach Wheeler in the middle of August. They rebounded from that. And Rangers pitch his butt off since then. They get swept by the Mets at Citi Field again last month. They rebound from that to go 10-3 since the Mets 4-9. This is all a reflection on Rob Thompson and the job he's done this season. He has kept his head and the Phillies have kept theirs. So Topper is clearly and 1,000% a legitimate NL Manager of the Year candidate. Now, let's kind of go through the field, the candidates, and his chances to win this thing. So Pat Murphy is the manager of the Brewers. He won it last year. It is pretty rare to have back-to-back winners. Right now, the Brewers are slated to be the one seed. They're 2 games up in the loss column on the Phillies, but they do have the tiebreaker. So the Phillies would have to catch them They're 2.5 behind. They have to overtake it for the one seed. Let's have the Brewers hold on and get the number one overall seed in the National League. I think Pat Murphy would be the favorite to win NL Manager of the Year again. I mean, he's working with a team that lost Willy Adames from last year, that has lost a slew of talent off the teams that had been contenders for those years with David Stearns, whether it be Devin Williams or Willy Adames or Corbin Burns, all gone. And what they've done this year with a group of players that you might say, who are those guys, has been the NL's best and really been the best in baseball. I mean, the Brewers are going to end very likely with the best overall record in Major League Baseball. That's pretty remarkable stuff. And Murphy has led that group again with a lot of guys that you couldn't pick out of a lineup. And they're going to finish with the most wins in Major League Baseball. So Matt, Pat Murphy clearly is a favorite, should be a favorite. The one thing that will be interesting to see is, hey, we gave it to him last year. We're really going to vote for him again. That mentality from the voters, that really opens the door for Topper or anybody else. Other potential managers in the National League, I mean, I would look to a couple that I think are interesting.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If the Giants complete this rally with their loss yesterday, but Bob Melvin certainly could have a chance to be in the mix. I don't really see it. I think if we're talking about teams that are not in contention, but you say, wow, I look at the Pittsburgh Pirates, who have been close to 500 with Don Kelly as their manager after being dreadful with Derek Shelton as their manager. Now, do I think Don Kelly is going to win the award managing a last place baseball team? I do not. But do I think he's going to be on some ballots for the job he's done in Pittsburgh to kind of get that thing back to competency since he took over there? I do. I do think he'd be on the bottom of some ballots. If you're going to write three names, then maybe put him third. Okay. So I think Pat Murphy, Topper, potentially Melvin. I saw yesterday, I was looking at the odds. Craig Counsell's pretty high. I don't really see why. I know they've had like young players kind of emerge from the pitching staff and injuries to their pitchers. The Cubs are supposed to be good. They were the favorite to win their division. They're not going to win their division. They're going to make the playoffs a wild card. I think Craig Counsell has done a good job, solid job. I like Craig Counsell a lot. I think he's one of baseball's best managers, but I don't think he's wowed me this year with what he's done in the dugout. If there's one name I think that could emerge and steal this thing from both Murphy and Topper by the end of the season, that would be Terry Francona. And the Reds right now are 74-72. They are two games behind the New York Mets for the final wild card spot. They, unlike the Giants, have the tiebreaker over the Mets. So if the Mets and Reds finish tied, the Reds will get that tiebreaker, and the Reds will be the final seed in the NL playoffs. And you look at the Reds team. Their payroll. I mean, a guy like Austin Hayes batting cleanup a lot of the year. The injury they had to Hunter Green. Injury to Lodolo early in the season. Kind of a no-name bullpen. That's a great managing job. And that's a franchise in Cincinnati that if you take out the pandemic season where they just, it was weird, 60 games, everyone made the playoffs. If you take that out, The Reds really haven't enjoyed legitimate postseason success and been one of those teams that you take seriously in a long, long time. And you throw Terry Francona in there with a young group of players, and you notice the difference in their professionalism. And I think they go to the park now every day expecting or thinking they can win. Yeah, if you remove the 31-29 NL wild card 2020 pandemic Reds, just take them out because forget that. Here are the Reds' records since their last playoff berth, which I believe was 2013, where they played the wild card game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 76-86, 64-98. 68-94, 68-94, 67-95, 75-87. Again, we're taking out the 2020, 31-29 Mickey Mouse year. 89-73, 62-100, 82-80, 77-85. I believe they're going to get to 84-80. Let's see with that. They have They have 16 games to go. I think they'll get to 83 wins this year. It'll tie their best season. If they get to 84, it would be their best season they've had in 12 years. And Terry Francona, if he guides them in the playoffs, if the Mets continue to fall apart and he steals that spot and they finish strong, Tito could steal this. But if it's not Tito and the Reds don't make the playoffs, and the voters aren't interested in giving it to Pat Murphy for a second straight time, it's right there for Topper to have, and he has earned it. The bullpen was hard to manage. He got through it. The lineup's had injuries. He's gotten through it. The pitching staff lost its ace. He's gotten through it. Rob Thompson has managed this team on a day-to-day basis with more urgency, with more dedication to the big picture, plus the day-to-day, than I've seen in any of his times here in Philadelphia. This is his best managing job since his first year in 2022. You consider it a lifetime achievement. You call it whatever you want. He's earned it. He has been excellent. And I said this a few weeks ago. He is more important now than he has been at any time since 2022. And what I mean by that is if they're going to win the World Series, he's going to have to be a big part of it. He's going to have to make big game-to-game, day-to-day, inning-to-inning decisions, both in the big picture with keeping his players, you know, locked in and all, you know, kind of rowing in the same direction, and also the small picture of, hey, I got to get this guy out. I mean, look, go to some of his arms. I mean, wait for the month of October. Other than Sanchez, I think every other starter that goes to the Phillies, Topper is going to have to be like in a sprinter's pose in that dugout, sometime around that second turn, third turn through the order. Because other than Sanchez, there is nobody in that rotation right now, as good as those guys could be, that you just blindly trust to get you through six. You just none. So whether it be Lizardo, is he faltering? Is his command a little off? Is he about to walk three guys? Did he walk one? I got to get him out right now. It's watching Suarez's velocity. Is he about to lose it? Watching Nola, is this about to be the bad inning? Do I have someone up? I mean, it's all going to be right there for Topper. He has done a wonderful job this season. He's a big part of why the Phillies are where they are. I've always been a Topper guy. I'm so glad he managed well this year, because I said before the season, I'm putting him on the hot seat. Like, he's got to do a good job. I'm not wasting the season. He's done a good job. Here they are, ready to go into October. Rob Thompson, NL Manager of the Year. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, our YouTube feed. Is 94 WIP. Check it out there. By the way, my ballot would be Topper, Murphy, Francona. Topper, Murphy, Francona would be my ballot for the 2025 NL Manager. We appreciate you listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed again, 94 WIP. Check it out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.